96.3 WA2R, old school 90s and now, the Frank Ski Show. And you know when it's something important, DMV, we're going to bring it to you first. One of our good friends is on the line, Bren Herrera, a D.C.-based chef, TV host, author, activist, being born in Cuba, hearing stories on her life of food inequities and insecurities. She and her family have always been passionate about serving this community. She is particularly focused on people from all of the diaspora and immigrant communities. You may have seen her on the Today Show, Fox 5. Currently, she's the co-host of Season 2 of the New Soul Kitchen on Cleo TV.
Okay,
you can catch her tomorrow night on the episode at 9 p.m. Bren Herrera's on the show with some really exciting news. Nina Brown, what's up, girlfriend?
So good to hear you guys.
We miss you personally. Haven't seen you in a minute. So proud of everything you're doing, though.
Likewise, man. Welcome back to D.C. It's so good to hear you guys. AQR is so exciting.
So tell us what you got going on.
Seeing the abundance that we live with here, but also seeing the homeless community and people who just do not have food and shelter. With COVID having been a really big problem this year nationwide, but specifically here in D.C., we have seen an exponential rise in homelessness, but also food inequities and lack of access. So my family and I, many, many years ago, decided that we were going to teach the kids and the family that Christmas was about service and not so much about the tangible gifts, which, yeah, we all like to give and we all like to receive, but we wanted to make sure that the kids grow up in an environment where they know that service is principal and priority. There are so many people who don't have what you and I have. So now I have branded it as Bren and Friends, which means that my family and a host of amazing volunteers and donors come out and we feed 600 hot meals on Christmas Day.
What?
Three different parks. Yes, 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 yes. So exciting.
Wow.
So we go to three different parks. We go to Columbia Heights because that's where there's a concentration of Latino people. We go to DuPont Park Circle or DuPont Circle Park. And then our hub is Franklin Square right downtown D.C. They're going through some renovations right now, so we'll probably have to go to another park. But, you know, again, the goal is to feed the people hot meals on Christmas Day. We give out coats. We give out hats, scarves. This year we're doing sanitation packs for COVID protection. And, yeah, we just want the people to feel loved. We don't want them to feel forgotten on a day where we're normally at home with our families feeling warm, eating good food. We will be out there in these streets protected, wearing masks and gloves and feeding the good people of Washington.
How can people volunteer so they can be a part of, you know, this community service day that is so needed?
Nina, thanks for asking about that. Our volunteers, this could not happen without our volunteers. They come out on December 23rd. There's a church in Arlington, Virginia that is so gracious. And over the last 4 years, they've donated the space where we come in and do all the prep and all the cooking. And then on the 25th, I have a set of volunteers that come to the church to pick up all the food and drive to the three different locations. And then I've got volunteers at the parks waiting in hand to set up. Normally we do a line service, but again, because of COVID, I think we're just going to do handout service. So yeah, if you go to BrenHerrera.com, there'll be a nice, beautiful Christmas holiday themed badge where you can get all of the information. There's a registration form there. We're doing everything that we can to keep everybody safe. So again, all the volunteers are asked to wear masks, even though we will also have them. But I'm splitting volunteers up in very intentional groups of bubbles in the event that people are coming together so that they're not exposed to other groups that they've not been with for, you know, the course of COVID. So again, we're taking all that. My sister's a doctor. Her husband's a doctor. I've got medical professionals on team that are, again, making sure that I follow protocol and keep everybody, both my volunteers and my family, safe as well.
Wonderful. And if you can't make it out to volunteer, you can also go to BrenHerrera.com to donate. Your donations, I'm sure, will go a very long way in her effort to feed the homeless and also feed those who are without. So log on to BrenHerrera.com.
Yeah, hey, Bren, thank you so much. Talk to me, Frank. Talk to me.
I got a quick question. I know you're going to be cooking. I just need to know, if I come, is there going to be some pernil asado, maybe, you know, ropa vieja, yuca?
You know me well.
I'm just saying, where's the Cuban food, baby?
Yeah, so we got meatballs. We've got one of our sponsors. I'm so excited. District Pit, which is a catering company. They're going to be providing a whole bunch of pernil, Frank. So, yes, we're going to have that covered. And my donors that make it possible, my annual donors are attorney Scott Bolden, managing partner of Reed Smith Law Firm, and AJ Team Realty out of Northern Virginia as well. They, every year they come out strong. They donate a good amount of money to make this possible. So I'm so thankful.
We know Scott Bolden. Shout out to him.
Oh, we know
he's
Scott.
Awesome.
Shout out to Scott. Yeah. That's an old, old friend of mine. And Scott always comes through every time I come asking for support. So I'm so thankful for him.
There you go. There it is. Make sure you're a part of it. Absolutely. We're going
to
make sure we're there. Again, give everybody the website one more time.
Yeah, BrenHerrera.com. That's Bren, BrenHerrera.com.
It's 96.3 WHUR, 49 years of sounding like Washington.